at your neighbor, say, the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The Lord has
miracle, and I'm here to encourage you today here on Real Talk with Pastor E. I thank you all for joining us here this Saturday morning, 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Central time, and 12 noon on the East Coast. We're a little mobile here. The internet and the in the studio went down, so we came out to the car and got a little bit of better reception. But we just thank God for each and every one of, for joining us today. We haven't been able to get out all the invites that we normally do, but we thank God today that He is in control. We thank God today that He's moving on our behalf, and we thank God today that when we keep it real with Him, it's really about honoring Him and about allowing Him to really move on our behalf. And the favor of God really bless us that we are now what He called us to be, a blessing to someone else. Oh, yeah, and see, that's the trick part that always comes back to us, is that when God is doing something for us, He's doing it, intentionally, that we can now do it to show somebody else. So as we talk about Real Talk today, I just wanted to share some things that God is continuing to bless in my life. And it comes through His word that with Him, I can do what? How many things? Does anybody know the answer to that question? I can do all things. But without Him, I can do nothing. And the sooner I get that revelation, the sooner I allow that to overtake my life and for me to really let God move. I'm talking about, are you expecting God for a now move, or are we just sitting around waiting on when it may come, or are we going to be intentional? Are we going to be intentional about how we allow God to show up? Not just always talking about Him, not just always talking about Him and doing the things that people see, but are we really exemplifying Him on the inner man? Because for each and every one of us to do what God has called us to do, it's what people see in you. It's the example that we show. It's not the what's on the outside, or look at the new car, or look at this, or look at that. What it is the Spirit of God that moves through us, that shows grace, that shows favor, and it shows the love of Him that He did for me so I can do it for you. I tell you guys, everybody listening today, if you want to know what God has done for you, He did it for you only so you could do it for somebody else. And you could now bless somebody and show them, you know what? I did the best I could. I did everything in my power to be a blessing in your life. At that point, you have to be off and willing to let God move in that circumstance now, and then God will get the glory. You got to see, the more I get out the way, guys, I'm telling you, the easier it is for me to understand that God's will can be done right now. A lot of us are waiting for next year. A lot of us are waiting for next month. A lot of us are waiting for just 5 minutes from now. Don't you know God's favor is right now? But it has to be in my spirit. And it has to be in my spirit on the inside. It can't be me just allowing the outside things to always represent God. Oh, look what God done. Because the sun came out today. Oh, look what God done because the rain fall. Look what God did. No, I know what God has done because He's done it in me now. The Bible says the power that worketh in you. See, that same power that works in you, that same power works in me. And He's no respecter of person. We cannot overemphasize that fact right there, that He is no respecter of person. And what God wants to do for you, He's ready to do it for you right now. But are you ready? Have you really come before Him with a repenting heart and said, you know what, I'm going to stop blaming other people, but am I going to really get a repentant heart that I know that God is the one standing on the throne still, and God is still standing in the position where He's supposed to be, and God is still doing everything that He said He's going to do, and God is all by Himself marvelous. He's awesome. He's spectacular. He's dynamic, and He has to be that way in how you act, how you treat other people, how you allow other people to know that He's real in your life, and then, you know, on top of that, on how people really see how really He is in your life. Not just the talk anymore. I wish our sermons were just built around our example. I wish our sermons were built around just on what you know what God is doing. instead of people always want to talk a good game but don't have much time or much energy to put in to really doing the work of God. I tell you, the city of Houston still needs us. Don't forget Texas. Don't forget the surrounding areas. Houston is a lot of affected areas around and about Houston. Let's not forget what help is needed out there. People need us. And, you know, we get all excited because we want to be on all the pictures and we want to be on all the posts and we want to be named that look what Pastor E done. He's out there in the water. Look what Sister So-and-so did because she carried water on her back. Look at so-and-so. He did this or he did that. Family, that's not what it's all about. But it's all about God getting the glory. I mean, getting the real glory. God really getting the real praise. God getting really the adoration. God really getting exactly what he's supposed to get. And that's our best, y'all. That is our best. So my cry on Real Talk today, as we're everything we're doing right now is in preparation. Is in preparation for where we're going. We're going to the other side. It's crossover time. It's time to prep. It's time to repent. It's time to go before the Lord and ask him to truly forgive us of all our unrighteousness. It's time for us to truly go before the throne and get results. What are results? Much fruit. It's time for us to get results in the things that we've been committing ourselves to God. Yeah, the stuff that we said we would do better at, the stuff that we committed to, those things that we talked about in the crossover. Remember, we go quarter by quarter. And each quarter, I evaluate myself. And in each quarter, when I evaluate myself, I can now make changes to where I've lacked. So then when I get to the fourth quarter, which we're in now, I'm not scrambling around trying to fix all the things from the other three quarters. I've already repented. I've already been forgiven. I've already, because guess what? There's a lot of things right now that I need to be working on to get prepared to go to the next place. See, as we grow, family, as we evolve in this system of crossing over, it's no longer waiting to the end to get ready. We already ready because we know there's a preparation time to go to a higher place. We know that there's a preparation time to go to the next position. We know that there's a preparation time that's up to me, oh God, that's up to you, that I must get myself ready for what God has in store. Now, when? No, right now. See, that's the dynamics of our God. God is a right now God. And God wants to move for you right now. And God will work for you right now. But are you willing to be ready for the move of God? Oh, I know there's a lot of people say, oh, hold on, baby. Wait on, baby. No, let me get you to move on, baby, and press towards the mark of the high calling that no matter what we're expecting, no matter what we thought, what we could have, would have, should have done, we have released it unto God because I'm prepping myself to be holy and acceptable in his sight. I'm prepping myself to meet him face to face. I'm prepping myself to watch this, to abide in him. Don't you know that God will not entertain anything unholy? Don't you know that God will not entertain anything unrighteous? Don't you know that God won't bless no mess? I don't know how more clear we can be about that, but God wants to bless the things that are already ready to be blessed. God is not going to come and sprinkle down something magical on any one of us that changes us right now that we're ready for the blessing that is in store for us. The job is mine. The job is yours. Be prepared, completely prepared for the place that has been prepared for you. Read John 14. I can always send you back there. It says, let not your heart be troubled. What's your heart, your mind, those worries, those concerns? I was in prayer this morning, you guys, and I called out. I said, God, I need you to move in this arena. I need you to move on my behalf. I cried out, and I cried out because I cried the word of God. He said, he'll never leave me, never forsake me. He'll bless me exceedingly abundantly above all I can think or ask. I cried out to him that he blessed me. That I can bless you. He blessed me that there's no strain to go feed every part instead of being particular and being able to take sandwiches to one part. Thank you for our covenant partners that continue to sow in lunch meat and bread mayonnaise and mustard packs. Thank you for Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Today at 12:30, need somebody in Compton, Los Angeles, need food, send them out there. 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. Thank God that he's given us these things, but thank God for you because we need each other, family. We must, watch this, come together and know that loving one another is the most important thing in covenant with God. In getting myself right with God, I must, number one, pray. Number two, I must pray. Number three, I must pray some more. Number four, I pray a lot. And number five, I pray unceasingly. That in my prayers, that my will is done and God's will is alive. Yes, alive for you, just like he is for her, alive for all of us, that God is moving rapidly for each and every one of us. Because guess what? God has greatness in store for you. God called your name before the foundation of the world. God knew you before anybody. God formed you. God breathed in you the breath of life that made you a living being. But are you living for him? Are you living for yourself? Are you living for him, or are you living for your spouse? Are you living for him, or are you living for your children? Are you living for him because you're living for your job? Are you living for him because something else takes priority? Oh, I know we say God did this and God did that, but something else takes priority in our lives where it's really not God getting the glory, but something else. See, today is the day to be real with yourself. Today is the day to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Then it goes right back to me, to check myself before I wreck myself, and to be willing to repent and be willing to be forgiven. Oh yeah, you got to be willing to be forgiven, because now you know what it takes. You know it's hard work to be forgiven. You know it's not something that idly happens. You know that it's the purpose of God. And you know that when you, watch this, when you get in position to move in the purpose of God, there's no lack, there's no worry, there's no pain, there's no negative. There's nothing but positive. What is positive? Productivity, meaning what was less is now greater. Not because of man's power, not because of man's might, but because of the Spirit of God, God is moving. On whose behalf? My behalf. Oh, hallelujah. See, I get my little praise on there because he's moving on my behalf. Oh, and then we meet up and we praise. We praise him right along each other, but you're praising for because he's moving in your life, because you're moving in someone else's life. And we thank God today that we can come before him like never before. This is a challenge as we get ready to close this broadcast this week. It's going to be a challenge for each and every one of us to leave here with an assignment, a challenge that this assignment is not taken lightly, that this assignment is not overlooked, that this assignment is purposed by God. And it's purposed by God that he what? Can get the honor, the glory, the praise, and everything else without other people taking advantage of his grace and favor that belongs to him. See, it's different to receive grace and favor that's freely given. But when you try to manipulate, when you try to take advantage, when you try to do something that is not called by God, you are now robbing God of his glory. See, his grace and favor for me is that he gets the honor and glory, because people say, look what God did in that young man's life. See, grace and favor in your life is not for your testimony. It's for the testimony that God still is on the throne. When God moves on them properties for us, when God moves in them situations for us, when God moves in, don't you know he's moving for himself? Take yourself out the equation. God is good because he's good to himself. I just reap the benefits of being his son. I just reap the benefits from being his daughter. I just reap the benefits from being with one accord with the body of Christ. I just reap the benefits of giving him what is due to him. Now, you may be in the same position, but there, I guarantee you there's someone you know that's not. And that's the challenge in all this, is that you take this information and you shove it to someone else, push it to someone else. No, don't just lay it down there and idly say, I just want to, you know, check that out if you get a chance. No, it's time for us to be fervent and push this information out to people. If you have been blessed by the Now Network and you are under the sound of my voice, you need to push every broadcast. Let's Talk Jesus, Man Up, Network News, Women Speak Now, 52 Weeks of Love, Real Talk with Pastor E, Exalting Jesus. If you've been blessed by this ministry, you need to be pushing these broadcasts out, not for any financial gain, not for any numbers, but that someone else that didn't get it before can get it when? Now. See, the blessings about our ministry is not our will, but the will of God. And the will of God is that we all understand. The will of God is that we all comprehend. The will of God is that we all stand at the door and knock. He says, you knock, all doors will be open unto you. So I don't look at one door. I look at them all. Every door is all doors. Every person is all God. Even in their badness, I still respect them until they get to that point where they're unrespectable. Then I leave their situation. But even when I meet somebody, I honor them as, oh, God's watching me. How I treat this person, how I love one another. Am I really exemplifying the principle of loving one another so I can go to the next level, so I can be really felt pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God? I want to read this today. This is my prayer today, and this was my cry to Jesus. Dear Jesus, you are my Lord, my God, my King. You are worthy of all my worship. Help me by your grace to know you more and to love you so deeply and dearly that the things in this world fade away and grow strangely dim. I see my sinfulness. I feel my weakness. I see my self-centeredness. I feel my flesh wants its own way. I see my pride. I feel my flesh rise up inside. Lord, I love you. I want to love you more. I want a heart that wants to serve you before myself. I want actions that spring from a surrendered will. I want words that flow from a heart that loves others more than itself. Lord, I want to love you. I want to love you more. More than anything or anyone. I want to love you more than I love myself. I want the deeds that reflect you and your character. I want others to see you in me, not me. I need you. I need your word. My hardness of heart, my thickness, my thick-headedness, my stubborn ways, my human passions, all keep me from knowing you as well as I could and seeing you as you truly are. Help me see you. Help me hear you. And help my mind understand you. Oh, Lord, grant me your grace. Help me love you in your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I praise you. Amen. And I had to cry out to God because I'm not perfect, and I won't be. I had to cry out to God because I knew that he loves me. I had to cry out to God because he honored me. I had to cry out to God because he gave me life. I had to cry out to God because he died for me. And I want more of him and less of me. I challenge you to cry out. To cry out to God like never before. I dare you to sound it off like a trumpet. That you're ready to go to the next level. I dare you. I challenge you. I command you, not by my power and might, but by the Spirit of God, that you elevate to a level that you could never even think you could get to. That you elevate to another level where God finds you pleasing and acceptable in his sight. See, this is what God wants to hear from us. He wants our prayers to be placed righteousness in the garden. He wants us to be humble before him and honor him in every area of our lives. Amen. So thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for your word going forward. Thank you for us not leaving this place the same. But thank you, Lord, that our lives have been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, that you reign in our lives today. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every covenant partner. We thank you for every ministry connected us. We thank you for every dollar that's being sent to help Houston, to help Florida. Lord, we thank you that you're using us as a control spot or as a distribution area for your will to be done. Lord, we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, family, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Real Talk today. I do want to petition my covenant partners. And if you're on here and you want to become a covenant partner, we are still in need in Houston for water, food, and things like that. And no, we're not sending a truck. We did that the first time, and it did not work out well. We're asking for financial donations. We're going to be sending money to Houston Monday, no matter if it's $1, $1,000, million, whatever God blesses us in these 3 days that we are doing a push for Houston and Florida, that if you could sow a seed, we need your help. You could go to our website, provoked2000now.com, and you can donate there at the P2P. It's through PayPal. All you need is a credit card, PayPal account. You don't even have to have that. When you click that, it is going to say open up account. Say just give the money. And then you'll put your information in. It's secure. It's trustworthy. And you can help us today. There's families out there that are without. There's families that there's no more water to get there. It's amazing. What we're doing is we're going to be doing some Dallas purchasing and having it sent there through that area with a ministry that we're connected to up in Houston. In Dallas, that's going to drive it down in his truck. So help us out. We need your help. Donate today at provoked2000now.com. Provoked2000now.com. That's spelled P-R-O-V-O-K-E-D, the number 200, that's 2000, at LIVE.com. Provoked2000now.com. So God bless you, family. We love you. We honor you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you ahead of time for your gifts to Houston. Come on. Sow a seed today and watch God bless you. Family, you are loved, you are honored, and you are appreciated. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.